Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off. Good Vibrations carries the hottest toys and vibes. I love the Jeju Mimi because it's discreet yet extremely powerful and great for couple sex. Find out how much pleasure your body can really handle. Use coupon code EMILY for 15% off at sexwithemily.com/goodvibes.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's
got
to have her standards. Oh, my.
The women know about shrinkage.
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com, where you can check out all of our podcasts, our videos, our blogs. Our traffic's been going crazy. Our website crashed like 3 times. Whose website still crashes? But my website is crashing. But I appreciate everyone, and thanks everyone for following me on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, which is all Sex with Emily. We've been getting crazy questions, crazy good questions on Facebook as well. And then every Wednesday from 12:30 to 1 Pacific Standard Time, I will be answering your questions on Twitter. So just hashtag Ask Emily, any sex and relationship question you have, I will answer for you. So tonight's show, I'm excited about our guest. We have Kaden Cross. She's a well-known porn star actress, and she's a very articulate, clever writer. Her Fleshlight is the bestseller that has top reviews, and she is sexy and hot. She just came in, has no makeup on, beautiful. And she writes short fiction and reviews about the adult industry. So we're going to be talking to her in a little bit. But first, there's something I need to talk to you about, because it's been on my mind lately, and I'm just going to get into it. Let's talk about the vagina. I think there's some things you need to know, because I believe it's gravely understood by legions of men. And when I clear up some of these issues, you will all be having better sex. So here's the number one thing you need to know about the vagina. You cannot stick foreign objects into her vagina. No matter how fun it might seem to you to stick your Xbox remote into her, it is a bad idea. Only your penis, fingers, and toys are acceptable. Not a cucumber, as someone asked me today, because it could be dirty. You don't want to put anything dirty inside of her. So I say this because my new 23-year-old intern came in today and said her boyfriend wanted to put a lollipop into her vagina. No, this is a very bad idea. Anything sugary into the vagina can cause a yeast infection and other problems.
Ants,
exactly, Anderson. It could cause ants. And, right, you never know what the hell could happen down there. And it upsets your natural pH balance. So that whole 9.5 weeks thing or whatever, you want to stick like whipped cream, not a good idea. And she get a yeast infection. Guess what? That means she's closed for business. So how fun does that sound to you? Not very, I'm sure. So number two, just because you walked in her door and you might have a raging boner does not mean she's ready for intercourse. In fact, she's not even thinking about it. She's probably still finishing like a text to her friend or doing her laundry or something. But I repeat, she is not ready for sex. Because women cannot go from 0 to 60. Just because you walk in and you're all turned on We're not even ready yet. We need prolonged stimulation in order to reach the state of complete arousal, which is why we always talk about foreplay. It's not just because we think it's fun and it feels good. We actually need it and require it. So you can even send her a sexy text before you get there, telling her what you want to do, because we're more mental. The brain is what turns us on. So a text could be great, and that will get her thinking. Then when you see her, even though you're turned on and you're excited and you haven't seen her all week, you can grab her. You can start kissing her, touch her slowly, perform oral sex on her. I promise she'll like it. And then she'll be more turned on, because we're not just a hole, you see, to stick your penis in. You have to preheat the oven before you stick in the turkey. My next point, number three, lube. Lube is your friend. Lube has been horribly stigmatized so much. Oh, we better whip out the lube because there's a problem, or she's dry, or there's some discomfort. But the truth is, women who reach for lube during the deed reported significantly higher levels of satisfaction and pleasure during intercourse compared with women who didn't use it, according to a recent study by Indiana University. So it's not just me. The Indiana University people are very smart. Lube does help. It's like the extra slip and slide makes it more satisfying for women, and then they're able to have more orgasms, and that's fun. So don't hide your lube away when you got to whip it out when there's some kind of problem. Take away the lube stigma. Help me do that. And as a side note, if you'd like to go the anal route, you must use lube. And if you want to know why she won't have anal sex with you, it's probably because maybe the first time you didn't use lube and it was painful. So lube is a number one ingredient for successful backdoor sex. And then finally, number four, about the vagina. During arousal, her lady parts act like your man parts. You know the clitoris, I'm sure, because you've been listening to the show 2,000 episodes or even just a few. I talk about the clitoris often, but it's that joy button. It becomes more engorged when she's turned on, so you can tell when she's getting turned on. And the labia minora contains erectile tissue that gets a little bit stiffer when things are heating up. So watch for those signs, and you'll know that she's ready. So that's what I got to say about the vagina. Anderson, anything you'd like to add tonight about the vagina?
No, I like those tips. Some good tips.
Did you learn anything new?
Well, I work on Loveline for 20 years now, so no, I know all that stuff.
There's nothing new. Okay, Anderson, what's going on? How have you been?
Good. I had a good weekend. I shot my third short, which is extremely stressful, up in Lancaster. Did a lot of illegal things. And then the following day, I'm still not sure if I should be admitting this, but when I bought a new couch about a year and a half ago, I sprung extra for the pullout.
Right.
And the wife and I just spent like 2 days on the pullout couch in front of the TV.
Oh, I loved.
Is that bad?
Staycation.
Is that embarrassing?
Should I embarrass? No, it's staycation.
Of course. Yeah, sex, of course.
We just wrote a whole blog about staycations.
But the pullout in the living room, we just like hunkered down.
Well,
we're
just,
in
like,
a hotel.
Pizza. It was like pizza boxes.
Oh yeah,
everywhere.
We ordered pizza and we caught up on all the Game of Moans.
I love that.
I call it Game of Thrones, Game of Moans.
That's really romantic. I like that. I like that you just hung around and hung out with your wife.
It was really fun. And the dogs. The dogs kind of put a damper on it because they try and get in between. It's like, all right,
guys. And then they want to leave the house, and then that means you got to get out of the bed.
Yeah, it's not about you. It's about us.
Right, exactly. Honey, I think that's sweet. I didn't do anything.
I'm not going to be embarrassed to admit that anymore.
But speaking of your film, I did meet your friend in the elevator today.
Oh, that's funny.
He said, hey, are you Emily? And I said, yeah. And he's like, oh, yeah, I'm Anderson. Do sound for him. We're friends.
Such a small world. It really is. I got to come over. He met one of your interns a couple weeks ago, and he couldn't wait to call me up. He's like, so what's going on the 11th floor with that sex shop up there? What's happening?
You can't even believe what goes on up there. Everybody, because they're touring people in the office. And every time he goes by, people, they're like, and that's sex with Emily. And they do like a double take.
Do they just assume that it's like a porn shop?
Yeah,
like
they
do. You're making porn in there?
Well, okay, here's a funny story about that. So the other night, we have a party in our office. And it was like some guy from The Doors, Rob Krieger. Is that his name?
I'm not a classic rock guy.
I'm not either,
guy.
But he was like playing. There was like a big, there was music and a big
Sounds
party.
Sounds fancy.
He's fancy. But no, my office, they just have these parties sometimes because there's a guy in the office who does, you know, publicity for him.
You need to hire an armed guard with maybe like a Rottweiler to just stand out in front of your door.
I know.
Just to even add
people,
some more
the guys
mystery.
Come in and they're like, hey, because we just fixed it up. You know, it's like we got like dildos everywhere and it's a very pretty office.
So like when you go to the doctor's office and they have like all the plaques on the wall.
It's
like,
just like school, that.
Is it like that? But you got like dildos and stuff?
But dildos and
I
sex.
I gotta come.
Why don't you come? It's really
I gotta
great.
Go. Yeah.
Okay, but remind me to get back to your friend in a moment because I have to tell you about people thinking I'm a porn star. So this guy who's like office is like kitty corner to mine. And it was the night of the party. So we're all drinking and talking and And he said to me, do you know Nina Hartley? And I said, yeah, I've known her for a while. She's, you know, a porn star. She's been on the show a long time. I said, I'm actually shooting a porn with her next week in San Francisco. And then he walks back in his office and he says to Lauren, my assistant, I didn't know she was a porn star.
Yeah,
he's like,
careful,
I thought she was a porn star, but then I wasn't sure. But I'm actually shooting a porn this weekend, but I'm not having sex. I'm not naked in it.
What does that sound like to everybody else?
I know I have to. Well, I wasn't thinking. I'm like, oh,
you're
I'm shooting a
doctor,
porn.
You're a doctor, for God's sake.
I know, but I didn't think to explain that I'm not getting naked, which I could understand why he would think that I would be getting naked. But no, I'm doing a dinner scene with other sex educators.
No cucumbers in the vagina.
No cucumbers, no nudity. But it was really funny. So back to your guy in the elevator. And then he got my number and he texted me. And he said, hey, nice to meet you.
He does that. He's a networker. He's a networker.
Okay, so he's not like, because the girls in my office are like, oh, I think he likes you.
Oh, I'm sure he likes you as well. He's a Tinder guy. He's always on Tinder.
Oh.
He's single.
I wonder if I swiped left or right on him. I'm not sure. So,
be careful with him. He's a really nice guy.
No, I'm not interested, but it was interesting.
What I'm saying is he's a networker. He's in the system.
What does he want from me?
He's in the system.
A flashlight or something? But, okay. That was interesting. So, I also have to tell you that I had a date last night.
You did?
Yes. It was a blind date that my friend fixed me up on.
Real quick.
What?
About, four or five weeks ago, you had a blind date in here on the show.
Oh, yeah. My Tinder date.
How many dates have you had in between?
I'd say one or two. Oh, with him.
That's
I went
it?
Out with him one more
with
time.
Different people. How many different people have you had dates
three,
with?
Probably three.
That's not bad.
But this guy, so I was fixed up with him by a mutual friend, and I said to her, I said, did you tell him about me? And she said, no, I just told him your name and that you're a really cool girl and you should meet him. And he also works in the industry, right? Not talent, but other sides. So anyway, I'm thinking, okay, great. You know, like every day, I'm like, did you give him my last name? She's like, I think so. I'm like, okay. So he's Googled me and this is going to be a whole thing. So I walk in and meet him for dinner. It's a nice restaurant in West Hollywood. And we're sitting talking. And I come to find out that he actually doesn't know anything about me. Nothing. Like nothing at all. Which I always say I hate when people like that they can Google me and make all these assumptions. So it was interesting because I said, oh, I moved here from San Francisco. And he said, what did you do there? I said, I worked in politics first. So why'd you move there? I made a documentary. He's like, oh, so you're a documentary filmmaker. And then I was like, oh, my God, he really doesn't know. And then I started thinking this is kind of awkward to get into the sex, you know. So then I said, well, yeah, I did that a while ago. But now I started this podcast in my living room. And he just kept, he's like, I'm like, so you didn't Google me? He's like, no, I didn't know your last name. And then I told him all about that. And I think he was shocked a little bit and a little, I think he was interested, but I can't decide now which is better, if they know ahead of time or if I'm springing it on them.
Sounds like less work for you if they know ahead of time.
Yeah, because then we spend about talking about that, asking questions and why'd you get into it, and like, I'm interested in relationships.
And then, you know what, if they know before, and then you can talk them out of the gutter.
Right.
You know, because that's where they're going to be when they show up.
Exactly. Right, in the gutter, because they're like thinking,
Yeah.
God. But it was a good date. I liked him.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, and but he texted me today, and he's like, let's hang out again. And he's not like a 24-year-old. Like, but like, doesn't that sound like, that was fun, let's hang out and like watch movies, go to the beach. I don't know. Just
it
like,
doesn't sound like a, it's got a good like, hook there at all.
No, but what is like, let's be friends and hang out? Because hang out is sort of a friend thing.
No. He wants to have
to
sex with
me?
Emily.
Okay. Just checking. Just want to get a guy's opinion because I wasn't sure about the whole hangout thing.
Yeah, if he hung out with you and he just enjoyed himself, he wouldn't want to see you again unless he wanted to bang you.
Okay. Good.
We're not looking for girlfriends. Sorry.
I know. Isn't it funny how sometimes, and last night it was so funny, I got interviewed by like Cosmo magazine in the morning about first dates, like for an hour on the phone with them, like, what the three things you should wear, the three things you should whatever. And then I'm leaving for my date and I turn to like my interns and I'm like, what do I wear? I have nothing to wear. And because I'm the expert, but then I don't know what to wear.
Cosmo never has anything relevant or that makes any sense, ever. As far as I can tell.
You know, it was actually, yeah. No, it was actually shape. I'm sorry. I just messed up.
Okay, then that's all.
It was shape, but I talked to Cosmo yesterday as well. But it was funny that I think to myself, why am I right now asking them when I'm the expert?
What's your take on Cosmo? Like when you're in line at the market and stuff and you see all those like 10 tips, sex tips, isn't most of it just total BS?
Yeah, or recycled. But I'm in it every month, so I can't say anything.
Okay, well, then stop there. But we have so many girls that call Loveline and they're constantly sticking their fingers up their boyfriend's butts because Cosmo tells them to. And that's like not every guy wants that.
Cosmo tells, yeah, I guess they do. I don't even read it. I know that I'm in it, but I don't read it. But I think that Cosmo can be helpful for some women starting out, but no, I think a lot of it is just kind of, and I think it's not even really all about female sexual pleasure. It's more about pleasing him, which only perpetuates the problems that a lot of women have with their sexuality because they're socialized to believe that it's all about the man's pleasure. So all those tips about pleasing men in Cosmo and other magazines are like that, it should talk more about.
That's what you're
himself.
For. That's what
I'm
you're for, Em.
So that's what I got. And I think we should bring in our lovely guest, Caden Cross. she is fascinating because wait till you hear how she got started in the porn industry. Actually started stripping. Kind of a lot of women start stripping and they go into porn, but it's like the best story I've ever heard.
I'm excited about her coming in because she was actually in here for the last 10 minutes and I heard her talking about a douchebag pony, which I've never heard anyone say douchebag pony before.
Well, that is interesting. She is fun. Hi, Kaden.
Hello.
Thanks so much for joining me tonight.
These are large headphones.
I know. That's what she said.
Right?
Okay. No, Kaden. Hi. So, Kaden. Kaden, it's Club Kaden, K-A-Y-D-E-N. Welcome to the show. And it's at Kaden Cross on Twitter.
Kaden_Cross.
And you are an adult film star. You've won a bunch of awards. You're a great writer. Your website, all those things. But the thing that I find that I'd like to start out with is how you actually got started in the business, because I find this story to be amazing.
Yeah, we were actually talking about that before the show kicks off. Do you want the long version or the shorter version?
Yeah, we've got time.
Basically,
the interesting version.
Long story short, I have a horse now. I've always had horses. My mom had horses. We grew up on horses. I started riding when I was like 5. So fast forward, I'm 17. I was living on my own. I had a full-time job at PetSmart. I was going to school full-time, and I wanted to work with animals, and that's why I took the job at PetSmart. You know, I take the job, and then there's not actually, like, animals there. There are, like, fish in a tank, and they wouldn't even let me feed the fish. There was no interaction.
Okay.
No interaction.
Not even with the fish.
I didn't qualify for the specialty department. And so I get this bright idea because it was in Sacramento, and there's a fairground there called Cal Expo.
Right.
And so they have the harness races. And I'm like, I'm going to go work with horses. I'm going to walk down there and get a job, and I'm going to do something.
Right.
So I go down to Cal Expo, and this guy, kind of sleazy, you know, he hires me on the spot. He's like, yeah, you know, come back tomorrow 7 a.m. And we're walking and talking, and we turn the corner, and there's this really beautiful little gray horse, and he's sticking his head out of the stall, and he's like, hey, do you want that horse? I'm like, yeah, I do. Can I have that horse? And he's like, you can have that horse. And that's sort of a common thing on the racetrack. When a horse stops performing, they just cost money, and they'll just unload them to whoever will take them.
Right.
And so he gives me this horse, and I'm 17. I'm standing there with the horse in a halter and lead rope, just holding the lead rope. And, like, you walk outside, and you're on a main boulevard. Like, there's nowhere to take the horse.
Where do you think that you can't, like, throw it in your car?
Right. So I call all these people and I call in some favors and I get the horse moved. I never come back to the job because I'm afraid he's going to take the horse back. I didn't know any better. I was like, oh my God, he was just doing that to hit on me. He's going to take the horse back. I can't come back. And so I move the horse. So now I'm 17, paying rent, paying horse board, paying for school full time, whatever. And I never come back to the animal job. I still want to work with animals. And so I get this idea to go be a trail guide at this other place where you lead people around on horses. And so I get that job over the summer, and there was this pony that they bought because they thought that he would be sort of a non-intimidating thing for children. He was super cute. And he was just, like I was telling you, he was a douchebag.
Right.
They get him there, he's super cute, and then he bucks, and he kicks, and he rears, and he bites, and he's an asshole. And he and I got along really well, and so they always had me riding him because I was small. I was like 80 pounds at the time. And I rode this pony every day over the summer. And then summer ends, school starting again. I have to quit the job because I can only hold one job. And the other one paid more. And so then, you know, a month goes by. I turn 18. And that same week, my friend calls me. And she's like, they put the big guy on the pony. They tried to train him. He fractured something. The vet bills cost more than the pony's worth. They're sending him to slaughter. And, like, I'm crying and she's crying. It's this big thing. I already have one horse. I'm in school full time. I've got one job that pays, like, minimum wage at this point, plus tips. It was Western. Anyway, and so I'm, like, freaking out. And, of course, my roommate's a fucking guy. And he's like, just go be a stripper. And, you know, I'm 18. I'm like, yeah, I'll go be a stripper just one night. I'll go make all the money I need.
Right.
And it seems like this great idea. And so I go in and I literally in one night made all the money I needed to buy this pony, to pay for shipping, to get him to the border, everything in one night.
Oh my God.
And so I pick up the pony
in one night.
And I didn't even take my top off for the first 4 hours because I was so shy.
Had you ever stripped before? No, I couldn't.
I was so afraid. I'd never been into one. And I wasn't allowed to go to, like, proms or anything, so I didn't know how to dance.
Well, your parents wouldn't let you?
No.
So you didn't know how to dance?
Super shelter. I didn't know
how
to dance.
You made that much money and you didn't know how to strip.
Okay. I wouldn't take my top off in front of my boyfriend. Like, we were having sex every day, but I wouldn't take my top off. I was, like, so shy. And, but I didn't want the pony to die. I was this is a noble cause, right?
Right.
And I made all the money. And it was super scary. And then at the end of the day, I'm walking home and I have like almost $1,000 in cash.
Wow.
Cash. I'd never seen that much money at once.
Okay.
And I'm like, this is great. I pick the pony up. I take him home. And my plan was to go back to the waitressing job the next day. And my shift was coming up. And I'm like, God, I don't want to smell like grease today. And I'm like, oh, but the strip club. That's like what I made in a month. I made that in a night. And so I went back the next day and the next day and the next day.
But how did they hire you if you've I mean, you're beautiful and you're
they
sexy.
They don't care if you can dance. Or
they really don't, do they?
No. They look at your... I don't think they even made me like get into... Because I came in sweats. They hired... I was wearing like a tight shirt, but I came in sweats.
And they just like, you're hired. And then did you get into... How long did you strip for?
2 years. I stripped for 2 years.
So then did you get into the dancing and taking...
Oh, yeah. Within a few weeks, I was very... It looked like I knew what
pole?
I was doing.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
But the first day, it was three stages before I even take my top off.
Oh, my God.
The DJ finally, like, put me in a corner.
He's like, it's stripping. You
yeah.
need to strip.
He's like, you have to do this. And he's, like, on the loudspeaker, and the people are like, take it off, take it off. And I'm like shaking. I was so scared.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That's a really good story. Most people are like, oh, you know, just make money for school or clothes. But it was a noble cause.
Well, the first day was a noble cause.
Right.
After
that,
it was
like,
a little
more. But did you enjoy it? Did you get into it, kind of?
I got into it after the first. Like, I was into it immediately in terms. I loved the attention. I loved doing the stages. I didn't feel confident that people loved me doing the stages for a few weeks because I was really just rigid and robotic and didn't know what to
do. Wow. And did your boyfriend come watch you, or did you have problems?
I lied to my boyfriend. I'm
trying
to think.
You're like, I'm going to the greasy
spoon. I told him I was a cocktail waitress there.
Okay.
Yeah, because I had to explain why I was there and buying like these weird bikinis and I'm just waitressing.
Right.
So that was my story until he came into the club or something. I'm like
on
stage.
You're on
stage. Like, hi, baby.
And then did you break up?
No, he...
Whatever.
Like, he was not the type that would break up. You'd just like get mad and then get over
okay.
it.
So you did that for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then, is that when you got into porn?
Yeah, the porn thing, it was sort of gradual for porn. There is an agent who, he brought like Sonny Leone in and a number of Penthouse Pets and all of that. His whole thing is he goes around to strip clubs and approaches girls he thinks he could probably do some work with with just solo modeling. And that was back when you could actually survive on solo modeling.
Right.
And so he just approached me one day. He's like, hey, I think you could, you know, do Penthouse or whatever. And I was like, really? That's cool.
And then you were, did you feel like through this experience, you said you were rigid, like, did you really open up sexually? Do you feel like you started to become more comfortable with your body?
It's weird. I was not comfortable with my body, but it was extremely sexual. So it was one of those things where I'm like, yeah, don't look at me, but please, let's go have a lot of sex.
Right. Okay. That's interesting.
Yeah, I was really, really kind of like, yeah, there was a dichotomy there.
So you've always been into sex, like, since you were young?
Oh, super, super sexual. Like, and it's funny because I would be into things I didn't know were sexual because
right.
like it was
what?
Very sheltered. I had these I hate saying this because there's this other sort of assumption that's just not true, but it was almost a rape fantasy. Almost.
No, that's a cop. That's actually
like I don't like people saying we
I
all
know,
have rape
the rape,
fantasies.
I was on some show the other day that I can't say that, but it is true that the top fantasy for women is to be
it's
taken
like a force
like that.
Thing.
Yeah.
And yeah, I remember I used to always, like, I don't want to say get turned on because that's also not the right word, but I used to be really in, like, in the fairy tales when, like, the princess is taken and whatever. I was, like, really into that. And I remember my friends and I would, like, play this game where we'd, you know, tie each other up and we're evil and
right.
we're riding a black horse, of course, because black horses are evil and just
right.
that stupid, stupid crap. But you don't realize at the time that you're so excited about it because that's sort of, like... Fills
right.
a very immature fantasy at
right.
the time.
Right, but it's still a fantasy for women because I think it's like the ultimate fantasy that you're being taken and that someone just has
wants
to
you
have
so
you.
Bad.
Yeah, they cherish
yeah.
you and they want you so
mm-hmm.
bad, right? You know, the
yeah.
whole thing. So then when you were like, do you remember like the first time you start? You had an orgasm? Are you masturbated? Were you one of these like...
That's the other thing is again, like, it's such a weird subject to tread on because it can be taken wrong quickly. But, like... I remember these sort of immature things. It must have been orgasms, looking back.
Right.
It, like, this sort of, like, wave.
Right.
And I don't know. Like, I don't remember a first one.
Right.
I just remember that they happened, and you play games with your
right.
friends. And
right.
And,
I remember that. I
yeah.
mean, it didn't happen to me. I always joke. I'm like, oh, God, are you one of those women who were, like, riding a horse when you were five and you had an orgasm? But
See,
you
I don't
probably
believe
were.
In that. I think... No, I think if you're getting an orgasm from riding a horse, you're probably not riding that horse very well.
Well, or riding a bike. No, because women...
Yeah,
ride,
no,
you know,
a bike, yeah.
A bike, no. But I usually say bike, but I thought in this, like, I say something like that. But people are like, yeah, some women are very early orgasmic and some women just aren't at all.
Yeah, and looking back, I was. And then there was like a point where I guess I stopped playing the games before I figured out I had a vagina. And then there's definitely a time where I realized I had a vagina and there was an orgasm. I was like, what the fuck was that?
Right. Awesome. Right. I like that. Yeah. Okay. You're like, I'm into that. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's good. So you had been sexual. So then maybe opening up and doing the photography and the
photography. I was, again, robotic, stiff, scared, didn't want to take my top off. Same thing. And same thing, like with every single step, with the stage, with the photography, then it became a girl photography, then it became my very first scene with Vivian, and every single step it was like starting over, like I'm robotic, I'm stiff, right. I'm scared, and then I get past that fear,
right,
and suddenly it's really
awesome.
It's
like life though, the mm-hmm. things that scare us are the things that propel us forward.
Right.
So, okay, we're going to take some calls, because we are getting some calls tonight, and just so you know everyone, we, on this show, every Thursday night, 8:30, 9:30, Pacific Standard Time, you can call, ask your questions, 1-800, what is it, 393-LOVE-19, what the hell, what is it?
1-800-LOVE-191.
How hard is that? Well, yeah, thank you. You got that, 1-800-LOVE-191. Okay, let's take some calls here. Hey, Max.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, you're on Sex with Emily. Thanks for calling in, and with Kate and Cross. Hi.
Hey, Kaden, I'm a huge fan. I just purchased your Fleshlight.
Oh, I love you. Oh, you're awesome.
That is awesome. Fleshlights are awesome. It's almost like you've had sex with her.
I have a random question. My question was, so who's your favorite fairy tale princess and why?
I was always in love with Sleeping Beauty, and I think it's for the same thing. She's, again, I hate going there. She's this helpless.
No, it's
passed
women.
Out. You know, I actually read the original fairy tale, and in the original fairy tale, the prince, like, has sex with her, and then she has twins, but she's, you know,
really?
Asleep the whole time, and then they come out, like, it's much, much more dark and sort of definitely illegal in the original version. Right. But yeah, no,
like
Aurora, to this day, Aurora, I can't wait to see Maleficent, just because that was my favorite.
Right.
I thought
in
she was
film.
The prettiest. I thought it was the coolest story. There's, of course, a horse. There's a lot going on with Sleeping Beauty.
Exactly. Okay, Max, is that anything else we can do for you?
Yeah, are you going to make any more porn, Kaden? Because I've been on your Twitter. I know you have that Tumblr account, but you don't have any more porn anymore.
Yeah, no, I actually have a scene releasing with Manuel Ferrara next month. It's my first anal scene in, like...
Ooh.
Almost, what is it, in this decade, it's my first anal scene. It's a big
wow.
deal.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so that's coming out soon, and I'm also going to be shooting on the 11th of June, another hopefully groundbreaking piece of pornography. We'll see.
I'm sure it will be.
Nice.
So stay tuned,
well,
Max.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
I love you.
Thank you.
Love you, too. Bye.
Yeah,
he bought your Fleshlight. I love that.
I love people who bought my Fleshlight.
I know. I love Fleshlight.
You know, like, Fleshlight makes me wish I had a penis, like, just for a day, just because I'm so curious.
No, I just said that on my last show. I was like, if I had a penis for a day, I'd get a few blowjobs, I'd have sex, and then I would just sit down with a few Fleshlights.
Because I want to know how they compare.
Right. Because your Fleshlight, so just explain what a Fleshlight is. It's a mold. A
Fleshlight, it's like this latex. It feels like flesh. It's this latex flashlight-shaped thing, and you have sex with it. And supposedly, it's like the closest thing to the real thing that's ever been put out there.
Right.
My fiance, he's been in porn for 17 years now. He's one male performer of the year like 5 times. He's had a lot of sex. And the first time he had any contact with the Fleshlight, he doesn't mess around with toys.
Right.
Like, he's actually trying to not have it.
Right.
He's like, dude,
right.
I'm done.
Right.
Yeah, right. And he was on this live sex show, and Fleshlight was sponsoring something. They sent over a few Fleshlights, and the director, right before he goes on, he's like, just play around with this for a minute. And he had two girls in the Fleshlight, and he's like, he's all mad because it got sprung on him last minute. And so the two girls are doing their thing, and he picks up the Fleshlight just because it's like this obligatory thing, and he puts it on his dick, and then like 2 seconds later he like pushes the girls away. He's like, I want to watch you guys kiss, and he's just sitting there like making them kiss
right,
while he uses the Fleshlight.
Right. I mean,
he's like, I don't want the girls.
I mean, it looks like it feels amazing. I'm dying to happen. So yeah, men can use it to masturbate, they can use it for stamina training, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But your Fleshlight, Kaden Cross, buy it. You can go to sexwithemily.com/fleshlight, check it out, and support her and her vagina. Her
yeah, support my vagina.
Support her vagina that she molded just for you to have a goddamn Fleshlight, okay? Which are awesome, and we love Fleshlights. So that's cool. Well, it's so popular, though. Why do you think? I mean, I heard it's like one of those best.
Well, I mean, vaginas are popular,
no,
so
but
it makes
your
sense.
Fleshlight in particular, there's other porn stars that do. Wait.
Oh, really?
You're gonna meet,
Is it super popular? Is it like the cool kid, my flashlight?
I think you're like the cool kid.
It won sex toy of the year at the sex awards.
I'm saying, I've had other I'm sorry, but there's other porn stars whose vaginas have been molded, and yours is
popular. I'm glad mine's popular.
I know.
I'm a big fan of it.
Of your vagina?
And yeah, my flashlight and my vagina.
Okay, so my question for you is going back to your boyfriend, your fiancé is also in porn. So have you guys done scenes together?
My first scene was with him.
No way.
He's the only person I work with now. Yeah.
Sort of, kind
of. Well, what's funny is, like I said, robotic, scared, whatever, my first scene. I was so bad that he actually wouldn't speak to me or work with me for 3 years following.
No way. That's a great story.
It was so bad, and he hated me. And what happened was I was with Vivid in contract, then I went to Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve never just... their paths never crossed, so I didn't see him, and he, I guess, was refusing to work with me anyway.
Oh my God,
and then I go to Digital
this.
Playground, and he's known as being, like, he can really pull a good scene out of a girl who's maybe mediocre, and so Digital, you know, they didn't know anything really about me, and so they're like, oh, we're going to put her with him because he can make anyone look good. And so they try to book us together, and he's like, no, I don't like her. She's terrible. And so then they, I guess they sweet-talked him, and they told him that I really wanted to work with him, and I was begging for him, and I'm a new person. They gave him this whole speech. I had no clue it happened.
Wow.
And finally, he's like, okay, fine, I will show up, but if she gives me even the slightest bit of attitude, I'm walking off set. And they didn't tell me any of this.
Oh, my God.
And so he shows up, and, like, I remember he walked in the room, and I'm in makeup, and I see him, and I have no idea up until this point that he hates me, that he's not working with me.
Oh, you don't know any of this. Okay.
I have no clue.
You're like, and
I'm like, hi, remember
seen.
Me? Yeah, and he's like, eh. And so he walks in, and I remember looking at him, and I hadn't gotten a good look at him, really, because I was so terrified that first day. I remember he showed up that day, and I was like, you're good looking, and now I'm going to go back into my little, like, tiny world and freak out because I don't know if I look good and I don't know if I'm going to make weird noises and I don't know if I'm going to fuck up and what if I have sex wrong and I just have, maybe I've been doing it wrong my whole life and I don't know. I was so scared. And so now I'm comfortable and whatever, and he shows up. I'm like, God, he's hot. And I remember I'm sitting in the makeup chair. I'm like, how did I not know this before? How did I miss that?
Oh my God.
And we ended up having this explosive sex scene. Like, so good.
What happened? Like,
good. Just our chemistry was like, just phenomenal.
Oh my God,
amazing chemistry. Like, the cameras cut, we kept going, and I remember the director at some point, because he'd never really heard of me in the industry until then. I've been in for 3 years, and he's like, do you always have sex like that? And I was like, I guess not, but maybe now I do.
Wow. And then did you instantly start dating after that?
No, what's funny is he was actually in a relationship at the time, and so was I, and so it was one of those things where we had this great chemistry, and we ended up working together at least every other movie, if not
probably,
every movie.
Because they were like, okay, this is
they
a winner.
Constantly would put us together, but we never saw each other offset because we had our individual relationships, and then mine ended, and shortly after that, his ended, and then before you know it, we're dating, and I think within like 24 hours of coming over to his house that first time, we were like attached at the hip and never separated again.
I love that. How long have you been together?
2 years now, and we have a baby girl. And
congratulations!
Yeah.
How old?
She's 4 months.
Oh my God! Oh my God!
Yeah.
You just had a baby 4 months ago.
Yeah, it hurt.
Wow, I know, but you look amazing. I'm like, I know, but you look amazing. I'm like, what? Wow, congratulations! What's her name?
Her name? Well, I actually don't tell on
okay,
air. We call her Peanut.
Peanut
butter.
She's probably is a little peanut. I love
peanut.
That. So you met him in porn. I mean, so he gets what you do, and you get what he does.
Mm-hmm.
There's no issues there. Is there though? Like,
you know what's funny? He had never been jealous before, and neither had I, because you know I was dating someone else who's male talent in porn before him, and we really deal with jealousy.
Wow.
It's weird. Like, I stopped doing scenes with other guys because of him, and then I stopped doing scenes with other girls because of him.
He got jealous of the girl scenes, too?
He got, he did. It was more of a, like, in jest thing. Like, he wasn't excited about it.
So who are you doing scenes with now?
Him.
But can he do scenes with other girls?
Yeah, it doesn't bother me in the same way.
Okay, got it. Some guys just can't, they can't see it. They can't get out of their mind.
Yeah,
like,
for
him, penis in there. I don't know what to do.
For him, it's such work. Like, I see him. I actually had to make him stop because he kept just canceling scene after scene after scene. I was like, dude, you're gonna get a bad reputation. You need to show up if you take the scene. Like, he's you know.
Oh my God!
I don't
I
feel threatened
story.
By him going to set.
Right, exactly. It's funny that you're cool with it, but a lot of guys they're like another penis. I can't handle it. So I totally get it. Okay, I have to give a little shout out now to our sponsors. I just want to say that I want to thank everyone for listening to the show, and I love being able to help you have the sex life and relationships you deserve. I also want to give you the best show possible, so I appreciate you supporting our sponsors who help keep this show free. So, Fleshlight, the number one sex toy for men. Wouldn't it be amazing if you could feel the pleasure of having sex anytime, even when you don't have a partner? The Fleshlight, the most popular sex toy for men, and especially Caden Cross's Fleshlight, it simulates the sensations of sex, and it was engineered to look and feel like the real deal. And many people think it's even better than sex. And I'm not saying that you're not going to want sex again, but the Fleshlight Stamina Training Unit helps you practice lasting longer, become a better lover. Plus, you'll experience some of the most mind-blowing orgasms of your life. So I'm told. We don't have penises. We don't know, but that's what we hear. And have you ever fantasized about having sex with your favorite porn star? Well, now you can. Like Caden Cross, and there's a few others available, but just check out hers. And go to sexwithemily.com/fleshlight. That's sexwithemily.com/fleshlight. Check it out. Okay, also, another one of our sponsors. You know how when you're just kind of drawn to someone and you're not exactly sure why? It could be because of pheromones. A pheromone is a chemical animals produce that attracts other animals. Crazy Girl makes pheromone-infused products that make you feel and look great. Some of my favorites, their Wannabe Dazzling Body Lotion and Body Mist. I swear to God, every time I wear it, I get swarmed by men and women wanting to know why I smell so good. And Crazy Girl products make great gifts. They have amazing, fun packaging and super reasonably priced. So you got to check them out. They do shaving creams and oral sex gels, warming heart massagers. So if you want to look and feel your best, I promise you will love all their products, Crazy Girl Intimate Products. Check it out, crazygirlproducts.com. Use coupon code EMILY25 for 25% off. That's crazygirlproducts.com. Check it. Hello. Okay, back to Caden. I love your story. I love your story about your guy. I love that you've been on the scene. I love that it's okay. Let's take some other calls here, though. We've got some people waiting. I'm going to take line one here. We're going to talk to Derek in Pennsylvania. Hey, Derek.
Hi, how are you doing?
Great. Thanks for calling Sex with Emily. You're on with Emily and Caden Cross. What's going on tonight?
Well, I had a question. My girlfriend, like, when we have sex, she constantly complains that I last too long. And before I got with her, like, honestly, I didn't think that was possible. I mean, all the other girls I had sex with, they were like, you know, happy that I last as long as I did with her. It's like,
how long do you last?
Like, kind of like, I don't know. It's something different. Something I've never heard of in my lifetime.
Well, how long do you last?
Well, on a given day, normally, it's an hour and a half. But recently, I've been lasting like 2 hours before I even, you know, even come relatively close.
Wow. Okay, yeah. So it sounds like you have a case of delayed ejaculation. That's okay. That's what it's called. Instead of, you know, you've heard of premature ejaculation, this is delayed ejaculation, where it just takes you a lot longer to ejaculate. And it's common. I mean, has this been this way ever since you started having sex, intercourse?
Yeah.
Okay. But none of the other women ever didn't bother them? Or it didn't?
No.
I mean, they just went for you for 2 hours.
That's the thing.
Right. Well, I mean, the truth is, it's not, I mean, if it's not really a problem. It's like, it's common for a lot of men. How about when you masturbate? How long do you last?
That's probably a little bit shorter. That's probably like 50 minutes.
Okay. So you got to like really carve out some time in your day to masturbate.
Yeah.
The thing is, what about if she performs oral sex on you? Same thing?
Oh, oral sex, I don't come at all.
Okay.
Like, it takes days. Like, a woman, I would feel bad. Like,
right.
Well, luckily, my girlfriend now, she does it, but like, I just simply tell her after like 30 minutes. That's good enough, because I know it's going to take a decade. But all my other girlfriends, they'd be doing oral sex on me for like 2 hours until I'd be like, yeah, this ain't
until they couldn't talk and they had locked jaw. Caden, have you ever come across this before?
I
guess in porn, it's like a good thing if you can't.
Well, I mean, in porn, when you come across that, it's usually because they're using like some sort of medical aid,
right,
and they're not actually physiologically aroused, and that's why they're not coming.
Right. So, Derek, are you on any medication now, or do you have any health problems, health issues?
No.
Okay. And how old are you?
I'm 20.
Okay. You know, I have to say, we get calls. I get hear from this all the time from people. Delayed. I'd say that, you know, it's. She's bummed, you know, maybe you just have sex with her until she's done, and then you can finish off later. Does it bum you out to stop before you have an orgasm?
Not really, because I know it takes me a lot longer than it takes her.
Yeah, like, I mean, an hour and a half.
Like her, she, like, for instance, like a week ago when we had sex, I mean, I work every day, so I don't really get the chance to do it, because either she's sleeping when I get home, because I work overnight.
Oh, actually. Okay.
I'm actually at work right now. I'm actually on break. But
I hope they're not listening. Okay.
Like, I don't know. I mean, she, normally when we have sex, when I normally go for like an hour until I'm like, okay, that's good, because by that time she comes like 6 or 7 times, and
that's
it's like
bad.
I feel bad because I guess I feel bad because I can't make it quicker.
Right. I mean, don't.
Like,
I mean, the thing is,
I can do.
No, there's nothing you can do about it. There really is. I mean, you could go talk to your doctor and see if there's anything, but typically there's just some guys that this is the way it is for them, and so. If do you love your girlfriend? You like your girl? You've been with her for a while, or new girlfriend?
Yeah, I've been with her for 2.5 years now.
Oh, okay. So, I mean, I could see that. I could honestly, an hour and a half, like maybe on the weekends, but like all the time, an hour and a half could be a long time. So, as long as you're cool with her having an orgasm and stopping, and then maybe, you know, finishing later on your own, or you know, you keep going and masturbate, buy a fleshlight. That could help you.
Fleshlights are great.
That might help you come quick. You know what I mean? Like, then you could make sure that you finish yourself off while she sits and watches TV or makes dinner or something.
You know?
Okay.
No, I mean, I'm serious. It is, I've heard this before, and it can be frustrating for women because we also want you to have your pleasure too.
You know, one thing, I actually have a friend who went through a phase where he just, for him, it was more like a depression thing, and he just wasn't that into sex. But one thing he did was he had a plug-in Hitachi that he'd use on the base.
Oh.
And he went from to I'll masturbate tonight.
Wow. Well, that's true really, too. A lot of men like the feeling of vibration. Have you ever used any toys?
No.
On your balls, testicle. It could feel really
good. He used
good.
It right on like under
on the
his dick.
Oh, he did.
Would just hold it. Yeah, and just something about the increased
that's
stimulation.
That's great. I've never heard that. I mean, I know that a lot of men like vibration. Like that's why I always tell couples to use sex toys together, cuz you think it's just for women, but a lot of guys like it too. Mm-hmm. But that's not a bad idea, Derek. You could try a vibrator sex toy, like on your, rub it up and down. Yeah, I mean, the Hitachi Magic Wand is a great one. It plugs into the wall. It has more power. It's like the Mack truck of all vibrators. It's actually called the Magic Wand now, not Hitachi. Or, there, you know, or there's like the vibrating rings, maybe a vibrating penis ring. If you go to goodvibes.com and you can see, or just go to my page, sexwithemily.com, and click on Good Vibes, you can see all my favorite toys and use coupon code Emily, I believe, and you get a discount. It is Emily. But look, try buying some vibrating rings or some toys.
Well, also anything that might play with the prostate. I mean, sometimes it's just a matter of finding that thing that really...
Right, that gets you. Have you ever had anything in your...
Bum?
Bum?
No.
Does it interest you at all? Probably not yet. But it
probably
might feel
not,
good.
No.
But
no,
there's a lot of men who have... Brutal. It's like the male G-spot.
Mm-hmm.
It might feel good.
Derek, have you ever tried gay porn?
Oh, stop.
No,
he's not gay.
No,
could be.
No, I definitely don't swing that way. That's not... That wouldn't even catch my interest.
I get it. Don't listen to Anderson. But
no,
what
but
I'm saying is...
the prostate's different. It's just...
The
it's
prostate
one more thing.
Is different. And I know this might... You're 20, whatever. But there are a lot of men who do experience, like, incredible orgasms from having their prostate stimulated. So your girlfriend could use her finger?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I know the prostate, you know, does play a big role in everything. But, being that they just made it legal in my state for gay marriages, that just kind of
makes you nervous. Okay,
freaks me out a little bit.
Okay, yeah. I got it. But they're not going to arrest you. But I get it. You can just try to go buy a toy and play around with it, and explain to your girlfriend that you understand. And if you want to go to your doctor and talk to him, but I don't think there's anything wrong with you. But just try some other things. Like if you do watch porn, is there anything in porn that gets you there? Maybe you could kind of bring some of that into your sex life, some of whatever it is that turns you on that really gets you there. But I would just say you have to make concessions with her and just be like, okay, I'll go for a half hour. Because maybe sometimes an hour, but sometimes like you just can't go for an hour and a half, right? As a woman, like it hurts.
Yeah, once you basically have hit that number of orgasms your body's
going
to have,
the
arousal
stops. She can't keep going,
yeah.
So I think you just kind of got to compromise here.
In your guys' personal opinion, does it hurt to go longer?
It does. It
once your body stops being aroused, it does hurt.
It does hurt.
Because you dry up.
Yeah. I mean, you use lots of lube. Hopefully you use lube. But,
yeah.
I think that you should definitely, I mean, that will help her if you keep adding. Even if she's wet, it helps to add lube to the situation. But, yeah, it does hurt. She's not lying to you. It can hurt after a while when we're done. We've had our orgasm. We're, like, we're done. We're out. You know it is when you have your orgasm and you want to, like, roll over and go to sleep. So,
yeah.
But I think you're okay, Derek. Just talk to her about it. Say you called in and it's cool, it's normal, and then you'll just go with her sometimes. Maybe once a week you'll go longer. So I think you'll be okay, Derek. You're totally fine. It's normal.
Okay.
Have a great night. Thanks for calling
Sex
with
you
Emily.
Too.
Some guys come too quick. Some guys can't because they hard long enough. The whole thing. I'm sure you've seen this. So do you find like that a lot of men in porn, do they take stuff?
Some do. I mean, think about it, you're talking about a situation where you're surrounded by like 15 other dudes and you're expected to be like really turned on by the one chick in the room.
Right.
So, some do. And also just with what's expected. They have to do this, the stills, and you have to be in your weird position on, like, right. your marble staircase with, like, a bale of hay.
And it goes on for so long.
100 degrees because right. the AC's turned off. Yeah, it's really, it works against you. And so guys will, you know, pop Cialis or Viagra or something.
Yeah, why not? Keep yeah. you going. So what have you learned? How long have you been in porn now?
I started in 2006, the end of 2006.
Okay, so what do you think you've learned about your own sexuality or sex? How's your sex life expanded in these years that you've been in?
Oh, God. Well, first of all,
you've always been sexual, you said.
I was always sexual. I think I was actually crazier before porn. God. Yeah, it's like I got into porn. I was like, gotta be corporate now. No,
wow, that's so funny. That's ironic.
God, there were just some situations that I think I would have been absolutely against just based on the description of what they were, and then in the moment when I tried them in adult, either because the other person brought it in to keep himself going or because it was written in for whatever reason, if it came up and I tried it, a lot of things actually were fun, even if it was just that one time with that person.
Like what? Give me an example.
For example, I don't really give a flying shit about feet. Like, feet okay. are feet to me. They are part of the body. Right, they go on the end of your legs. I don't care. But there was this one performer who had a major foot fetish, and I remember I'm doing a scene with him once. I'm wearing fishnet stockings, and he takes my whole foot in his mouth, and he's like all over right. my feet, and
can feel good. Right?
When he's going for it, I'm like, oh, this must look good on camera. Right. And then he gets in, I'm like, oh, okay,
it feels good, yeah, right? Yeah. It's another erogenous zone if they touch you in their faces, yeah.
And then like there was another situation where we were doing this giant like big budget movie for Adam and Eve, and they come to me and they're like, okay. We know you only do, you know, your basic boy girl whatever, but we really want you to do like three guys in this scene all at once. And I'm like, nah, you know, I'm pretty new at this, and yeah, I kind of want to like spread my career out over a few years, and if I do this now, what do I do next?
Right.
And then we go back and forth, and I'm like, okay, listen, you can have two other guys in the room jacking off, and I will have a standard boy girl scene. And so they're like, okay, cool. We set it up, and we go to do the boy-girl scene. And then I started. I'm like watching these guys jack off. I'm like, this is kind of hot.
Oh, yes, you're getting true. Okay.
And I'm like, okay, this is actually kind of cool. And you know, I'm looking around, and we're going, and I'm like, okay, this is neat. And there was something about just like this adoration for these guys to be just jacking off while you're having sex, like right next to you.
Right.
And one of the guys was a guy that I worked with typically who was jacking off, and I just sort of like pulled him into the scene.
Wow.
I just like reached out and grabbed him.
Can you improvise it? They're probably happy. Well, right?
they're not going to be like, no, I'm not having sex with you today.
Right. And you pulled him in, and then
yeah,
and
I'm sure in the back of his mind, he's like, that's an extra paycheck. Right. No, like,
it's right, just, exactly. When you do the actual, right. So that's okay. so you're more open. Now, what about girl and girl scenes? You do those as well? Mm-hmm. Not anymore. You did.
No, actually, I think I'm going to be doing a girl scene pretty okay. soon. I think we're venturing back into that. Okay, we're comfortable with this again.
Okay, good. Good.
Yeah, with girls, I'd had one experience with a girl before that was like a threesome thing, and she like kicked my boyfriend out because she decided she didn't like him, and it was a thing. But I remember that particular time I was like 18. She was someone from the club that I brought home, and she was really pretty, and it was one of those things where she was just pretty, but there was nothing more for me. It was more like, I just want to try this to see what happens. Right. And I got into it because it was unique, but not because I was into her. It was more just like, this is freaky for me.
Right.
At my level, this is above my level. And I never did it again because I just wasn't into girls. But one thing I learned, it's because I like the boy girls. I like the butch girls.
Right.
And
you want to be dominated.
I want to be dominated. I want to be the girl. I want the other girl to be the boy. And I want her to look like a boy, act like a boy, dress like a boy, talk like a boy. Okay. And that's so hot to me.
So those are the kind of scenes that you mostly do?
No, that's not actually.
Oh, but you realize that's what turned you on.
That's what I figured out.
Okay.
And so, you know, like, that's another thing. I never would have known that without porn. Right. I wouldn't have known about feet without porn. If someone just in my personal life had said, oh, I'm going to put your foot in my mouth, I would have been like, you weirdo, ha ha.
Right, exactly. But do you feel that, so now are you with women then in your own personal life ever? Like, do you guys have threesomes?
We're monogamous on my end and monogamous offset on his end right now.
Okay.
So no. But like, I've been with butch women offset more than once. In fact, the most butch women I've been in have been offset because they're not very common in adults.
In porn, right.
At least not with the kind of shoots I was being booked for.
Okay. So now when you're with these butch women, are they just performing on you, or are you also performing on them?
No, it's both ways.
Okay.
Yeah.
But they're just dominating you and...
Well, not even so much the domination, just more like they're very male.
Right.
They're men without the physical...
Right, they have a vagina.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, exactly. So, do you have any good tips for performing oral sex on a woman that you think people
treat it like a
know?
Tiny penis, and vice versa for performing oral, treat it like a giant clit. One thing I'm proud of is I remember the first like gold
star. There should be many things.
No, the first like gold star lesbian I got to hook up with off camera. I remember I was like super into this one, and it finally gets to that, and I think she knew that I'd never really been with a full on lesbian ever,
right?
And I think she assumed that I was just a performer. I did it for the camera. I didn't actually know what I was doing. And I finally talked to her. I'm like, no, let me go down on you now. And I remember I got her in like 30 seconds.
No way. What did you do?
So, okay.
This is what I'm asking for. No, these are the tips. This is the good stuff.
Anderson, I wish this was listening? Like a visual thing. Okay. So imagine, take your index finger and point it at yourself, okay?
Okay.
You curl your tongue.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So the tongue is under your index finger, just a little bit. And then you create a circle. So mm-hmm. your upper lip is on it. And then you suck into a fluttering motion with your tongue.
On the clitoris. Oh, wow.
Yeah, as you create a suction.
We gotta take a picture.
You gotta
do a
video. You gotta do a video.
We are doing a video after the show.
It works every time.
We're doing a
video. And I learned that actually from male talent who knew how to do it, who did it to me.
So your clitoris is in your mouth and you're fluttering at the butterfly. Okay, everyone, check out my website for the video on this. Okay, wait.
Here, give me your finger.
Oh, she's gonna do it.
I'm gonna do it on your finger.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that feels good. Ooh.
I'm the only man in the world that gets to enjoy
this. Yeah, once you get the suction going, it works.
That's really cool, but you can't start with that, right?
Yeah, you can.
You could just start with that?
Yeah, you can look around. I mean, obviously you want him to be, like, already pretty aroused to start with, but I have found when a guy has done it to me, when I haven't been aroused, I get it very quickly. Like, the feeling's immediate. The sensation's there. So
it's like a butterfly. It's like a fluttering. Okay, mm-hmm. We're going to show a video because I can't even explain. That felt good on my finger, so I can only imagine
how good. It feels amazing, yeah.
I need to. Like,
no, I learned this from male talent. Like they know what they're doing.
Like everyone's coming to the window now to look at like what's happening. That is great. Okay, so then you must have a great.
And
tip.
The other thing. Well, here's the other thing. More. You also here.
Oh, little teeth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you kind of like scrape the teeth back and forth too. Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
Could you do it again for camera?
Is the camera even getting this?
Yeah, camera's here. Okay, well, we're gonna have video too.
That's the best thing.
The camera can't see anything I'm doing.
No, we're gonna take pictures of it
after.
It's
all closed.
Video. Okay, wow. So, what about your blowjob tips? Because you must have those too.
Blowjob tips. God, the biggest thing, and men do this. It's both ways. Like people start doing oral, and they'll maybe hit the right chord, and then they'll change their tempo.
Right.
So blowjob, like, you're building and building and building, but don't change it. Just slowly increase your rhythm without changing the tempo or changing the technique, because once the technique hits the chord, you're just riding the wave to the end.
Okay, and so your rhythm stays the same?
Your rhythm, for the most part, don't change what you're doing, just very ever so slowly increase it, and you can feel for the most, every guy's different, but in my experience, a lot of guys, they'll swell the slightest bit when they're close to coming, or you'll feel them flexing, you'll hear the breathing change, you can tell when they're going to come.
Right.
And when they start doing that, that's when you increase it just a little bit. Another thing I've found is you want to have something going over the head. Whether it's your tongue, your upper lip,
at
your
all
hand.
Times.
Well, just in the motion, something needs to come up over the head. That's where the sensitivity is.
Right.
And it needs to somehow be, the head needs to touch something. The problem with a lot of blowjobs is you create like this balloon where there's the lip, there's the mouth that's wrapped around it, but then there's like this hole, there's the cavity inside
really
your mouth, and the head's
totally
not touching anything.
So you could use your tongue though. So
and the head's a sensitive spot. That's what you need to hit. And so that's a big one. I mean, obviously you want it to be as wet as possible.
Right. Always has to be wet. Sometimes I'm like, my mouth is dry. I gotta take water. Like,
I'm
not like a good. Like, I see porn stars always like, they have so much saliva.
Well, they push
real?
It way down.
You
get
do that?
Thick saliva,
do that
deep
thick
throating.
Yeah,
all the saliva's in the back, so that's where you get it.
You
from.
Got a deep throat to get the saliva.
But the thing with deep throating,
do you ever use fake? Like, they use fake blood? Do you use fake saliva on porn sets?
No.
I'm just like, how the hell did you get that much saliva?
Yeah, no, the thing with deep throating that I think a lot of people do, like they see these porn movies, like, oh, that's how you do it, shark attack. But it is a shark attack. There's teeth, you know, it's a lot of dicks just don't smoothly fit straight down the throat, and girls are like, just like plumb, they'll just like fall down on the dick, and it hits all these other things on the way in, and I think that's really painful for a lot of guys, but because of the visual of it, they're like, oh, I'll put up, or they don't want to lose the blowjob by complaining.
I got it. Those are good tips. What about the balls?
The balls, if you're going to do something with the balls, it's like the lightest touch. I like to spread my five fingers. Like if you're going to dribble a basketball and you bring them in. These are such the good lightest touch.
Yeah.
And you just like repeatedly, if you do this underneath. Okay. But really what I do is I like to go for like just the outhole, the butthole, the outside. Butthole,
right? Because don't you find that a lot finger. Of men are sort of to go
even
in
if
or
they
you
don't let you go
it.
In going around? They'll
they
do
like
that.
Right?
They like that. In my experience, better than the balls.
Wow. Yeah. Because not every guy like I had like a post traumatic ball disorder syndrome once. Not disorder. I think I like touched a guy's balls too hard or I kicked it and then I never touched him for years. And then
I think that's the place where
the
most variety
I forgot
happens.
About him. I spaced out. I'm like oh, shit. Yeah.
Yeah. Like most guys are like, I like this. I don't like this. When it comes to balls, you get every piece of the spectrum. I've
so
met
true.
Guys who want you to like stab them with high heels.
Right,
and
right.
I've met guys who are like, if you so much as like touch a feather to them, I'll hit you.
Exactly.
Like that's how different guys
it's
are with
so
balls.
True. No, I got it. Those are all great tips. I guess we should take Steve from Michigan, who's been holding for a long time, and he's from my home state. Hey, Steve.
Hey, Emily. Oh, my gosh. Between hearing your voice on the podcast and what you guys are talking about now, I'm barely containing myself. Hey, I wanted to thank you so much. You answered my email last week. I felt like a rock star about the colon cleaning with Chanel Preston.
Yeah. Good. I'm so glad. Are you on speaker? Thanks. Can you get off speaker, you think?
No, I'm not on speaker. Actually.
Okay, you're
echoing. Can you put some furniture in your house before you call?
No, you're just echoing. But I'm glad I answered your question last week. So what can we help you with tonight?
I'm at work. I'm actually going outside right now.
Are you in Michigan right now?
Yes, I am.
I love it.
Yes,
you know that I'm from Michigan.
Yes, your hometown.
That's it. I love it. My home state. Okay, yeah. So how about tonight? How can I help you? How can we help you?
Tonight, you got on the subject with Chanel about douches and the chemicals that were in them.
Right.
Now, I'm talking about keeping the colon clean, but for the girls now, I like to please them. What other than the douche should they use for cleaning? If the chemicals are no good, you kind of got me kind of curious.
You're saying the chemicals that come. This is all for Caden.
I'm going to give the best tip I have ever discovered in the history of good tips, all right? And it's going to sound weird, and it's actually sort of hard to deal with at first.
I'm ready.
Okay, first of all, douches, you're washing out good bacteria, you're messing up the balance, and they're really, vaginas don't need to be cleaned, they self-clean, all right? But when they're doing a lot of things and maybe having a lot of sex, they can sometimes get tipped out of whack. Now, that becomes a pH balance. The thing that fixes pH every time within 4 hours is mixing baking soda with water and drinking it. That's all you have to do. I swear
mix
by it.
Men and women mix baking soda with water.
I've met
like how much baking
yeast
soda?
Yeast infections, bacterial, like all that stuff, you're back to normal.
Really? After like, just drinking it after how long?
Within 4 hours.
Wow.
No matter what. I can clear.
And then you go
anything.
To the bathroom and it's all out.
It doesn't matter.
Wow.
Yeah, guys and girls. I knew a guy who, because he was male talent, he used to always get like little yeast infections on the end of his dick. He would drink baking soda and water, and it would fix it like that.
Wow, I've never heard that.
And it's not
before.
Even just for genitalia. If you have like a pH imbalance that creates any sort of problems with your skin,
wow,
anything, baking soda mixed with water, drink it. It naturally rebalances you.
Steve?
A cup of water. How much baking soda? Teaspoon?
Like a half a tablespoon of baking soda in just like the bottom. I drink as little water as possible because I just want to get it over.
Yeah, exactly.
It's gross. It's like drinking salt water. It's
Can
disgusting.
Can you add some sugar to it? No, probably not. Oh, the sugar's bad. Right.
Yeah, no, but it's disgusting, but
that,
God,
right,
it works.
But it works. There you go, Steve. Just do a shot of baking soda and water.
Gotcha. Thank you. And your candles are amazing. Just so you know, I've gotten
You got
so
a candle?
Candles.
You got an Emily and Tony candle?
Oh, heck yeah, babe. Oh, my gosh. They amplified my life. You wouldn't
okay, tell me why. Tell me how. I want to hear the story real quick about how you use the candle.
The best way I found to seduce a girl is a massage, okay? And
right.
Those candles just heightened it. I can give a great massage, but now the candles with the scent and the way the beeswax feels, oh my gosh, the girls are all asking, what is that? You know, they're
I
like,
know.
Pour that candle wax on them. And then when they feel it, they go, oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, it's
and
warm. It's oil. It's not waxy. That's what they don't get. Oh my God, I love to hear that. So the women do freak out. I just got an email from someone who's like, you saved my sex life with these candles. So, oh, I'm so glad to hear it.
You didn't say it, but you took it up to the next level or a level above that.
Oh, Steve, you're like my favorite person in the world right now. Thank you so much. You made my night. Love you, except for Caden kind of made my night because she sucked on my finger, but you secondly made my night. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
And
so
enjoy
much.
The
when
candles.
I get out there, I'm buying you dinner and a car. Like it said in my last email.
Did you say that you'll buy me a car? Because I need a new car. Okay, let's talk. Email me again tomorrow. Bye. That's so I have one for you. I have a candle line called Massage Candles, and I brought one for you.
Ooh, yeah. Cool.
EmilyandTony.com. Use coupon code Emily, and you get 20% off. But people have heard me talk about that.
I'm going to take this home, and he's going to be like, now you have to give me massages. It's going to turn into just massages.
The thing about it is that he can give you one, but they you know massage candles, right? It's warm oil, and it's all vegan.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, the aromatherapy, you'll like it. It's good. I brought you a little present. Okay, well, we have a few minutes left, and I'm trying to think. So do you have anything coming up that you people can find
well,
you?
Well, there's the scene, obviously, that I'm very excited to
what
be releasing.
It? Yeah, what is
it? It's, is it my first scene? It's my first scene back since having, since like being off for all those months. Yeah, it's, I
so I'm sure it'll be great anyway. Just
it was, you know, it was with him, it was for him, he shot it, you know, it was our little concept. I mean, it's not like super conceptual, it's in our bedroom, but it's a great scene.
What
we did was, he has a series called Manuel Ferrara Raw, and basically all he does is create what looks like private sex tapes and release them and whatever. And so he decided to do Evil Anal Raw. So it's just private sex tapes that are anal. And so he comes to me, he's like, okay, I know you want to do a scene, you want to be back in the game. I was like, I want to be back in the game. And so he brings in, he has his own sex toy to mold up his cock, and he brings in his own sex toy, and he gives it to me, and he's like, we're going to use my sex toy and my dick on you now.
Wow.
And I'm like, oh, okay, let me just get ready for that.
Right. So he used, okay, got it. So you like double penetration?
Well, yeah, I mean, there's really not like a ton of room for all of that, but
because he has a large penis.
He's a pretty big dick.
How big?
God, like, I can't wrap my hand around it, and that's already
you
pretty
can't
big.
Wrap, so he's got the girth and
he's
the length?
He's got girth and length, yeah.
And he's hot?
And he's so hot, and he's French, there's this accent,
French.
But he's half Spanish, so there's, like, this moodiness. It's
oh, my God,
great.
I love it. I love your life.
It's a good
package. I should have been a stripper and then a porn star. Really, I regret it every time. Okay, no, so people can find you, Club Kayden, K-A-Y-D-E-N, and then your Twitter is @Kayden_Cross. And go buy her fleshlight.
Yeah, it's
okay?
pretty wonderful.
Then you'll really know what it's like because to have sex with her. I feel like she sucked on my finger. I feel like we got kind of close. But that's actually what you're gonna love. So thank you so much for joining me on the show.
Well, thanks for having me.
It's been great having you. And Anderson, what's up with you? What's up with your podcast this week?
The Film Vault. Yeah. I can't remember what we did. We just did one, too, and I can't remember what the topic
was.
This
always happens. Just everyone loves it, so just check out The Film Vault.
It was a good show this week, too. Damn it.
Okay. Well, thanks, Anderson, for being here, as always.
Oh, Top 5 Racist, or was that last week?
Top 5 Racist.
Oh, we did Top 5 Streaming Now. You can watch on instant stream on Netflix, so you don't have to go out to the movies. You can stay at home.
I love it. Okay. Thanks, Anderson. Thanks, everyone, for listening to Sex with Emily. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. Have you guys heard my news? I have a new sex gig. I'm not a porn star. It's better. I just launched my new premium skincare brand called Emily and Tony. These products are tried and true to help spice up your sex life, which is what I'm all about. I'm talking about massage oil candles that are one part candle, one part body oil, and check out these flavors. They come in delicious scents like creme de vanilla, cocoa, and fougere. And they're hydrating, and they leave your skin feeling super luxurious. We even have a product for the guys called Down Under Comfort that helps keep their balls smelling fresh and clean and dry all day, which is exactly what you want, right? So guys, if you take care of your balls, your partner will take care of you. So help us keep this podcast free. Use code EMILY to get 20% off your first purchase at emilyandtony.com. Trust me, you'll love them, and you're welcome.
Perhaps play a little game called Just a Tip, just for a second, just to see how it feels.
Hey, this is Jordan Harbinger, host of the Art of Charm podcast, the number one dating and relationship advice podcast in iTunes.
I'm Emily Morse, host of the Sex with Emily podcast, the number one sex and relationship podcast on iTunes, and at sexwithemily.com. And this is Just the Tip.
So, you know, anybody who's dated a girl for a while knows all the spots and stuff like that, and everybody's got hot spots. So how do we find those spots? I mean, sometimes it can take a lot of experimentation, which is fun, but what else?
Well, the other things are we have so many erogenous zones on our bodies, so I would just ask her. Say, it doesn't have to be like a heavy conversation, but just say, hey, babe, what are three parts of your body that you like touch the most? And she might tell you that there's this crazy spot at the back of her knee that makes her go crazy. Hmm. Well, now you know. So asking, you know, really helps. And also you can offer to give her a full body massage. Who doesn't love a massage? Use a massage oil, get in there, and then you can see if does she like it fast or slow or hard. And it'll get her turned on. Maybe she'll flip you over. You'll get a massage, and then you can learn each other's erogenous zones. We get so stuck on, like, knowing, like, oh, we think it's either, like, you know, the nether regions or the breasts, but right. There's so many other areas.
That's because we're dudes, and we think that other people think like us.
Yeah, guess what? We don't at all. Like, I would kill for a guy to kiss my neck every time he sees me, personally.
So, guys.
So many women love the neck kissing and the ears.
If you go on a date with Emily, just go straight for the neck.
Go straight for the neck, and we're in. You're in, baby.
Awesome. And speaking of massages, your massage candles
came massage
out.
Candles. Go to emilyandtony.com. Use coupon code Emily, and these massage candles are luxurious massage oil that you pour in your partner, and it'll rock your world.
Awesome. Emilyandtony.com.
Emilyandtony.com.
Sweet. If you guys want to learn more from The Art of Charm about dating, relationships, and even networking for business, visit us at theartofcharmpodcast.com or check us out in iTunes and follow me on Twitter at The Art of Charm.
And check out the Sex with Emily podcast at sexwithemily.com and on iTunes if you want to have the best sex of your life, that is. Also, follow me on Twitter at sexwithemily.
Buying a car can be such a stressful experience, but TrueCar is changing car buying forever. TrueCar actually helps car buyers get rid of the fear that they might overpay, and that fear is the worst. Last month, over 45,000 cars were sold by the TrueCar Certified Dealer Network, and TrueCar.com users save an average of $3,046 off MSRP. So, when you're ready to buy a car, you just gotta follow these three easy steps that if you want to save money. First, go to TrueCar.com and find out what other people paid for the car you're looking for. Then, register at TrueCar.com to see upfront pricing information, and then you lock in your savings. Third step, totally simple. All you do is you print out your TrueCar savings certificate, and then you take it to the TrueCar certified dealer for a better, hassle-free car buying experience. Who doesn't want that? Some features not available in all states, and every day, TrueCar.com users receive negotiation-free guaranteed savings. Save time, save money, and never overpay. Why would you do that? Visit TrueCar.com today. That's TrueCar.com.